Hi, I'm Glenn Hughes, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room today to promote the release of their brand new album, Radiance, please welcome back to the show singer Glenn Hughes and guitarist Doug Aldridge. Hi guys.
Hello, hey, Pat. Good morning.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for releasing albums back to back.
Yeah.
2021 and 2022. As a fan of your music, and I know all fans, we really appreciate the effort. Thank you so much.
No, it was a pleasure for us to keep making new music. That's what it's all about, isn't it? New
music. That absolutely is. And I loved when you guys were recording here in LA. I really appreciated that you guys would post on social media, you know, throughout the process. That was really cool.
Non-stop.
Yeah, that's something that you know, the Dead Daisies is kind of known for, that the band and the team want to make sure that, you know, everyone's coming along with us for the ride, you know, that we're together all the time. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool, but it's you know, there's always a camera on you.
Yes, there is. So you got to look good all the time.
That's not possible all the time, but we do our best.
So for this album, Brian Tichy's back in the band.
Thank God.
And the last album, we had Dean on the album, then we had Tommy on tour. But now we got the guys on the album are also the guys on tour. I would imagine when you build this album from the ground up and then take it on the road, it's best if all of you guys have been there through the entire process.
Yeah, well, especially with the way Brian plays. He came in. We went over these songs numerous times, numerous ways. So, you know, he played different vibe, different this, and it was amazing. And playing it live, as Doug will tell you, these songs live are just amazing.
Yeah, well, Brian brings a lot to the sound. That, you know, him and Glenn together is a massive sound. It's like it's bone crushing. And then you got two guitar players on top. So, it's straight up hard rock, classic rock, whatever you want to call it. But it definitely feels good live with this lineup. It's really good.
And Glenn, for you and Brian are the rhythm section. How long does it take for you guys to lock in and be in sync with each other and have that second hand thing?
A few bars. I know Brian very well, and I just know the way he plays. And for me, playing with a groove drummer is vitally important, because it's impossible for me not to play with groove, because I'm a groove bass player.
Right.
So having Brian, who's very, very musical, really does help the cause here, especially for me being the bass player. Mm-hmm. And he also follows what I'm singing as well. He follows what I'm singing with the melodies, you know, so it's really interesting.
So you guys have been on the road, Doug, and doing shows. When you guys play live, how much room is there for improvisation during the show? Or is it so rehearsed so tightly that you don't want to throw the other members off?
It's not, there's room for improvisation. We do, you know, Glenn and I definitely go off on little musical tangents during solo sections. And you know, of course, the song structure, we stick to the song structure that we've rehearsed, like the same ending every day or whatever, but there's room within the song to you know, so you don't get burned out on it. Yeah. It's like I when it comes to soloing, like that's when Glenn can come off the mic and he starts to play very melodic lead bass. And I just like it works in a way kind of like, I'm not trying to compare us to the Cream, but the way Jack Bruce and Eric Clapton would play off each other, it's kind of like, it works kind of like that. I was just going to say, if Glenn plays something I'll go, oh, and it'll make me play something different. So it's fresh every day.
When I'm playing bass, sometimes I'll hear a vocal line and I'm thinking that might sound good as a bass line. So if I'm singing, in my head, I'm singing a line, I go, well, I'll play that on the bass. And I think that's what Doug's trying to say. It's very melodic and as well, McCartney, and I'm not trying to put myself in the same place as McCartney and Jack Bruce, but it's the same way those guys play. They're singing vocal lines and they take it to the bass so it sounds majestic.
Right. Well, I would put you in. I would put you in with those guys, Glenn. That is what you do.
Wow. And, I didn't mean to. Wow.
Well, I mean, I mean, no one likes to give themselves a compliment, but I will certainly say that that is what you do, and you've been around long enough that yeah, you get the props for sure.
Well, they're definitely they're definitely. Jack was one of my closest friends. And of course, that's and my peer group, of course, a British, you know, you've got Entwistle, Chris Squire, Jack Bruce, you know, Clapton. I mean, fuck me, where am I?
The guy from Free.
Oh my God, Andy Fraser. Andy Fraser from Free. Oh my God.
Well, for me and for the fans, you know, a lot of the guys you just mentioned are not with us and you still are. So, you know, thanks to heavens for that.
Full of gratitude today, young Patrick. I'm full of gratitude.
Now, Glenn, I was thinking about you last night specifically because I went to see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at the Greek Theater last night.
Another good friend.
And I was listening to Robert and you guys are in the same age range. Yep. And how do you two keep the voices so strong after all these years? He was incredible and you are incredible. I don't know how you guys do it.
I think it's, and Doug knows how serious I am about warming my voice up. In the dressing room before every show with the Dead Daisies, we play five or six songs full on, like on stage. I'm singing full on, warming my voice up before every show, and that's the way I do it, and a lot of sleep and a lot of water.
All right, good to know. Aspiring singers out there, a lot of sleep, a lot of water, and warm
that voice up.
Let's talk a little bit about Radiance. It's a tight 38 minute album, 10 tracks, rocking from track 1 to track 10. This past week, I've been listening to the album because I got it early because of this interview. And my 16-year-old nephew is in town from Pennsylvania this week. We're driving around doing stuff. We're listening to this album. And three songs in, I think this is the best compliment you guys can get. This 16-year-old nephew says, "This rocks." So
great. That's fantastic. Cool. That's good to know. Cool. That's really good to know. We're so close. Doug and I are so close to this album, so it's interesting to see how people feel about it.
Now, I don't have the songwriting credits. Were these band compositions or?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Doug and I bring song, you know, we bring the music in together and then we finish it with David and Brian. Although David did bring a couple of ideas in on this record, some juicy bits of music, but the foundation lies on Doug and myself to come up with the musical ideas.
And of course, yeah, we can't forget to mention David Lowy. So I want to give a shout out to him as well, for sure. Now, when you guys are writing songs, what comes first? Is it music first or lyrics first?
Music.
Music.
Yeah, always music.
And then you guys build the lyrics around this.
As we're writing a song, but Doug and I, we're just sitting together writing. About halfway through the musical vibe, I'm actually coming up with a title and a few lyrics will pop out. So it sort of automatically starts to write itself.
Cool. And Doug, what's more fun for you, creating and recording a new collection of songs in the studio or performing those songs live?
I love the creative part of it. It feels good. You know, for example, when Glenn and I would do a little demo. It would take us, you know, a couple hours to knock out a demo of a song. And it's exciting because you know that you've got something in the palm of your hands that you know, you worked up, and nobody else in the world except for me and Glenn have heard it. And then, you know, then me and David and Glenn, and then Brian. And little by little, it spreads out to now you've got it, and your nephew heard it, and he's going to tell somebody. And it's really exciting, the whole creative process. I love being in the studio.
I do too.
Glenn, when you guys are writing songs together, what if you don't like what if someone doesn't like a lyric, or someone doesn't like a drum fill, or someone doesn't like a guitar riff? Are you guys comfortable now to where you can say that delicately or gently and figure it out?
I think that's the producer's experience to chime in on what he thinks. You know, we might disagree about that. There have been occasions where things haven't gone the way Doug and I wanted it to be, but that's a production credit. So it is what it is. We have to live with it, Patrick.
All right.
But you know what? To answer you too in a different way, Patrick, we can just say, hey, you know what? Could we try something? You don't have to say, I don't like that.
Right.
You could just, because a lot of times, you know, once you get into the other person's head, you realize, oh, I see what they're doing now. But you can say, okay, can we try something a little different? Can we try a little different guitar part, or can we try a little different drum groove? And just try it. It's easier to try something, you know.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Now, the album I want to mention, the album comes out September 30th. It's called Radiance. Go pre-order it now everywhere. Glenn, you got your dog there. What's that guy's name?
That's Daphne. I got three dogs here.
Excellent. Oh.
Hey, honey. Come on.
And I want to tell people where they can find you, and then we're going to talk about some of the songs.
This is Poppy Mouth. That's Poppy Mouth.
Another Poppy cutie.
Yeah. So, talk about the songs.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, let's talk about some of these songs. The album kicks off with a fantastic song, Face Your Fear. It's a great album opener. It's got a cool little guitar effect at the beginning. I don't play guitar.
Yeah.
Doug, so what is that little thing that you're doing right at the intro there?
It's a very simple thing. A toggle switch on a Les Paul. You basically turn the front pickup off and the back pickup is on, and you can toggle and you can move your hands and toggle it, and it'll make that sound. And you just do it in time.
So simple, but so effective.
It's something that's very simple, and every guitar player knows it. And we was just messing around with it when Glenn had the opening chords.
Yeah,
and Glenn really liked it. I was like,
yeah, I really did like it. Yeah, I still love it.
Now this question is for Glenn. The song title is Face Your Fear. At this stage in life, Glenn, do you have any fears left to face?
You know, Pat, we are driven by fear, 100 forms of fear. As humans, we can't escape it. You know, obviously the way to go is faith, you know. Fear, it's like, it is, it's within us. And yeah. unfortunately, that's the way it is. But we have to overcome the fear, because fear is only an illusion. Fear is overthinking, overanalyzing, yeah. over dramatically changing, not realizing that what we're living in is this very precious moment. And we're in fear when we step out of the moment, when we step into the future or go back into the past. You know, going over the same behaviors and coming up with the same problems, and that is fear. So what I'm trying to say in Face Your Fear, we have to overcome it, face it, live with it, make it your friend, but overcome the fear.
Gotcha. Perfect. Let's jump to track four. It's the title track. Radiance was the first single, and it's also in the current set list that you guys have been playing.
It is. It is. It's badass.
The first line of the first line of the song is, you want to leave the gray, you can't find a way, the pull of gravity, there lies your destiny.
Your destiny.
So, yeah. And again, I try to interpret what I think it means and see
Please.
if I want that.
We want that.
Okay.
We want you to interpret. Yeah.
So this is, for me, it was about not letting things keep you down.
Correct.
You got to find your radiance in life. You got to rise above the bad.
This song was written in the summer of 2020. And what I was trying to portray lyrically was, we all have to realize that what we're going through, we don't know when it's going to end. So I was trying to bring people in the mood of, like, we've got to leave this place of uncertainty and stay in the positive, because we have to come out of this. We have to walk into that. I talk about the pure white light of the radiance. And radiance to me in general means love. It's all about love.
I love it. That's the thing. The next song I'm going to talk about is also in the set list. It was the second single. It's called Shine mm-hmm. On. Fantastic guitar solo on this one. Doug, is that you or is that David?
That's actually, we both have a little part in Shine On, but the main solo is me. And then after the solo, there's a breakdown that's got David doing his thing.
It's killer. That's the air guitar song for me on that album.
Good.
So the lyrics are uplifting. There's a positive message in these grooves, but it doesn't seem forced, and it doesn't seem like you're hitting me over the head.
No.
And
I hope not.
It's just, there's no time to shine on. High we climb, shine on. I mean, it's just right. It's beautiful. It's great.
Again, I'm letting people know that we're one here. You know, we're all human flesh bones. There's nobody better than anybody else. We're all one supreme host together. So what I'm trying to tell everybody, that we have to stay together and just breathe and carry on and climb that hill, you know?
But yeah, I love the messenger. Like I said, you know, I've heard, sometimes you hear a song that's, it seems so forced and you're just in my head. I just think, yeah, I get it. I get it. But with you guys, it's just in there and you gotta, you it's in there and you find it and it just feels right. So you guys are nailing it on this positivity.
I'm very, very grateful to have been, the guys have let me write all the lyrics on both albums. I think they realize they know I've been like, I changed my lifestyle 30 years ago, if you know what I mean. So I think I'm on the path of writing about the human condition. Letting go is a big topic for me. Walking through the fear is a big topic. And the radiance of walking back into love, which is really important for all of us.
And you agree, Doug?
I mean, I noticed it from the first. I mean, I've always known it about Glenn's lyrics. They're very, it's something that's, you can paint a visual picture of your own in your own head. And it's really cool because roundabout, everyone needs to hear these positive things. But like you said, you don't want to be hit over the head with it. And Glenn does it in a way that lets your mind get there. It's cool.
Yeah, some lyrics are just straightforward and you know exactly what they're talking about. And then with Glenn's lyrics, you really have to sit with them and it's almost ever changing.
Gotta use your imagination.
Like, yeah, yeah. And I'll listen to the same song like 100 times. And on the 101 time, I hear it differently.
That's what we like. We want you to interpret what you feel about it yourself. And every single song on this album helps you do that.
Yes. You know? The new single is Hypnotize Yourself. Glenn, tell me about that. What is this song about?
Well, it's about, you know, kind of losing oneself and finding yourself out there in the great unknown and realizing that it's just a dream. This is just a dream. And you have to realize that with a flick of a switch, it just turns around. So obviously Hypnotize Yourself, it means what it means. But for me, it's about facing the fact that we're all going to have to change, you know, and change is a good thing.
Change is a good thing.
Change is a great thing.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kiss the Sun, Doug. More incredible guitar work on this one.
Thank you. It was just a simple groove. I mean, the thing is that we like these simple grooves, these simple riffs. You know, it's like as we get a little bit older, less is more.
It is.
Oh,
we just got a good groove there, and Glenn had a really great melody and lyric, and I enjoy that groove a lot. That's something that would be fun to play live.
Now, this next run of tour dates, they all happen before the album is released. Are you going to introduce more new songs into the set list?
Yeah. Hypnotize Yourself, Face Your Fear.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So we'll be doing four off the album before the album's even out, which is great because actually it's those like Radiance went over immediately when we started both of those songs. People didn't know them, but they would get it. We would just deliver it, and they'd get it.
We were recording the first show when we played Radiance, and the audience was completely blown away by that song. We had rehearsed it in Hamburg a few times, and we went to play it live, and it was amazing reception, and it gave us chill bumps, So, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think I still think of you as a new band because with Glenn in the band now, it's taken on a whole new thing. And whereas some bands, if they play a new song, the audience, sadly, they want to go to the bathroom. Not me. I love it. But I feel like when you guys play a new song, that's what we want. Your audience is there to embrace that.
That's interesting. And that's cool. Thank you.
You're right, though, about the bathroom thing.
Now, you talked about...
Yeah, that's when you get some of those bands that they get so used to playing only the songs that they think people want to hear.
Right.
And we really enjoy to, play some new songs that we are proud of. And hopefully, look, if we played a song and it just didn't go over for whatever reason, then maybe we wouldn't play it.
Right.
But so far, so good.
So half the show, Pat, on this tour, people are going to see, half the show is four songs from Holy Ground, four songs from Radiance, and the other songs are older songs and a couple of cover songs.
Excellent. Now, you just said you were recording a song, a show in Hamburg.
We record everything.
Can we expect maybe a live album in 2023?
As Doug will know, you never know with us because we record we record everything.
All right.
We don't film a lot of shows. We film segments of shows, segments of bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But when we released the Live from Daisyland last year, we didn't know we were making a record. But there you go. What are you going to do?
How exciting was it to be back in the studio together as a band and recording everything live and with each other? That must have been great.
It was okay. It was just a strange show. Where we were at in LA, it's a long way. It took an hour and a half for me to get there each day. It was a long drive. But it was a great process because Brian was coming back in and David Lowy was coming and going from New York. It was kind of dramatically crazy, but we got a lot of work done.
All righty.
Yeah, because Pat, the record previous we did, we were all together as well, but we lived in the studio. Like we lived there.
Oh, okay.
There. We didn't, I was the first run that we went to France to record Holy Ground. I didn't leave the building for 10 days or something. It was like, everything was inside. It was all there. But this was a little bit chaotic, but we got it done.
All right. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier about you guys posting on social media, recording the album, et cetera. When you did that, did any fans show up? Because it would be pretty easy to figure out where you guys might be.
They did. I scratched my head. Even when we got our own plane, even in private airfields, fans were waiting. I'm going, what? I mean, what? I don't get me wrong. We were cool. We were all cool with it. But I don't know how they know we're going to be at that private airstrip or at that hotel. We don't post where we're going to be.
Right.
But, it's a beautiful, we love interacting with the fans when we can.
Cool. And I'm not saying that so that people go do that. Please don't go do that. But maybe after the show, that's the best time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couple more, and then I'll let you guys get out of here and get your rest. Track 7, Courageous. This is a great headphone song for me, and it's one of my favorites on the album. You're lying, black sky, you wonder why. You cry so hard, but you can't let go. You do what? And the lyric, Glenn, "Now you got to believe when you give and receive, it's courageous." You're talking about love, I assume.
Yeah, I'm talking about a relationship. I mean, I'm talking about your friendship with your human beings, and about, it's a give and take in everything. You know, we have to give and take in every walk of life that we do. Again, this is another song written about coming out or through the pandemic thing. We've got to be courageous. We've just got to, you know, we've got to face what's going on and just be courageous.
And be courageous together as a unit.
Be courageous together. Listen, I don't write songs about myself or one person. I write songs for us, about the human condition, for everyone.
So you don't have a specific muse. The world is your muse.
Well, in general, I'm a messenger, aren't I? So I have to carry the message of love. So, you know, for me, it's always been about love is the answer, you know, and music is the healer. Always.
I love it. You can't get a better message.
I hope not.
Let me tell everyone where they can find you guys on the social media. Website, thedeaddaisies.com. Twitter, @thedeaddaisies. Instagram, @thedeaddaisies. Couldn't be simpler.
Simple. Yeah.
Album comes out September 30th. Pre-order it now, wherever you can. You guys are going to be in Los Angeles, September 18th, with
the Sunday night.
I'm going to be there. Doug, I already told Glenn I'm going to find you guys.
Come on now.
Be ready.
Yeah, Gilby's going to be there as well. Gilby Clark and Enough is going to be there as well.
It's great. We played there last year. It's a great venue, so it'll be fantastic.
I'm excited.
To see you, Pat.
I'm excited because I've never seen you guys live yet.
I'm
so psyched.
It's going to be great.
Let's talk about the last song on the album, and I will use that as the playout song for this episode. Mm-hmm. It's called Roll On. There's no ballads on this album, but this one is a very cool mid-tempo rocker. And Doug, what's this song about?
Well, Glenn would be better one to tell you what it's about.
Okay.
For me, I would just say it's an amazing vibe. It's like the most chill song it's the most chill song that we've got out of these two albums. I just love it. And it's just simple, beautiful groove, beautiful melodies. And Rolling On to me is just like, okay, I'm just going to keep rolling on.
That's right.
Rolling on.
I just thought it was interesting to have a song where it features, the first thing you hear is acoustic guitar or a guitar and a vocal without anything. And it was like it's like I'm sitting on your lap singing, talking to you.
Yeah.
And this song is a big story song about traveling on the freeway and realizing that, again, we just got to move on. We just got to stay here, stay present, stay focused, and move on with love. And that song is an important song for people. So hopefully they'll get that message. Yeah. I love that song. It's a beautiful way to close the album.
It really is. And it's going to be the perfect way to close out the show. But before that, I want to tell people the album again. It's called Radiance, September 30th. You will, as soon as the album's over, you're going to want to play it again, because that's what I've been doing, like on a loop, like a mental patient. I love it so much. Right. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you,
Doug. We'll see you on September 18th.
You bet.
And everybody else, please enjoy Roll On.
I'm a working man, I don't want my life to be. There's no better than, don't need no sympathy. Roll on, roll on. At the break of day, and a fool don't hesitate. My serenity out on the stay. And I raise the flag and there can be no end. All in the company, I'm coming round the bend. Oh. So I know the truth. Oh,
We can't wait to see you everywhere, LA. We can't wait to see you everywhere. Come on now.
Thanks, Pat. See you, brother.
Thank you. Take care, guys. We'll see you soon.
Peace out.
All right.
Love.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.